107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
Hey, you know what? You had the opportunity to overwrite this.
I guess you just got to make
with
me more,
buddy.
Some
new intros that I made.
You got to make me some more, I guess. That's what it is.
Otherwise, but I told you, to the day we get fired, this is going to be on there.
You know, there's so many good ones in there now. They got the new Top Gun one in there.
Yeah, I got them all in there. All
you know,
of them are
you
in
got
there.
You got your pimp juice.
Pimp
you know that
juice.
You like that one a lot.
Yeah,
you're still rolling. You're still rolling with that purple dinosaur.
Yes, you're just
like
gonna have to make more for me there, buddy boy. Buddy boy, get to it. Get to it. Well, hey, speaking of getting to it, enough of Barney and my sweet intros. We got to do your favorite bit. That's right. It's stupid quickies. I'm stalling because I don't have the audio pulled up yet.
I can tell.
Stupid.
And you draw your voice out like that.
Quickies. All right, here we go. Well, a male Dollar General employee in Florida was arrested for allegedly pouring bleach into his coworker's Pepsi after an argument. He told the police he did it because a coworker was, quote, difficult to work with. You know who else is difficult to
He's
work
difficult
with?
Difficult to work with, so it's going to, I poisoned him.
You know who else is difficult to work with? Cellmates, buddy, because you go to jail.
Cellmates.
You can have a little bit
but
harder time.
How about
time.
The guy that puts bleach into your Pepsi? That guy's kind of difficult to work with, wouldn't you say?
That's right. Well, we just had an argument, and bleach was the first thing I thought of. That's dollar store bleach, too. That's the tough stuff.
Yeah, what else are you thinking about? What else are you walking around thinking about? Like your immediate go-to, this guy really pisses me off at work. Where's the bleach at?
Yeah.
Where's the bleach?
Not go to HR. You know, not maybe have a sit-down with the boss. No. No.
Where's the bleach? These guys, he's drinking Pepsi.
Like,
go to poison him.
go to argument finisher right there. A little bleach in the Pepsi. Cripes. Well, you're going to jail.
Some people, man. It's just. I thought your life was just going to be fine after that.
This will work out. No one.
And how did he get that old? How'd you get that far?
Yeah.
What else have you done?
Yeah, let's check this guy's history. Anybody else you know that died unexpectedly after drinking something?
Cans of bleach in his house by chance?
Keep an eye on that fella. All right? Keep an eye on that fella. What about this? If you grew up dreaming of owning a Ford Fiesta, this is going to hit you hard. Ford says they're discontinuing the Fiesta after 47 years. I didn't know they were still making it.
Through the Fiesta.
At this point.
My sister had a red hatchback Fiesta back in the day.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Pimp car.
It was pimp.
Look at that
man,
thing. What a garbage car. I'm just looking
at the Fiesta. Books. It even was like written in like the Fiesta font.
Yeah, like a fun Spanish font or something like that.
Exactly. Ooh. Right, right.
What am I going to? A quinceañera? This is great. This is great.
Oh, that was badass. It was up there with the Sunfire.
God, they've been making that for 47 years.
God.
That's way too long for that car.
Fiesta, man. I'm telling you.
I want to see it. Wait, 90s. Ford Fiesta.
Just those small cars from back in the day, man.
Look at that thing. Dude, you get into an accident, that thing, you're dead, all right? You are. That is a soda can on wheels, man.
You know?
Oh, that's
Fiesta.
Funny.
I remember that car, man.
Okay. You got it. You can
the
only drive. I was going to say, you can only drive one car for the rest of your life. It's either a Ford Fiesta or a Geo Metro. Both
Damn
from
it.
The 90s. What are you picking?
It's a tough. That's a tough call. Can we throw like an old like 1994 Taurus in there?
But like
too, that was my first car.
What about a Gremlin? We'll throw a Gremlin in the mix
Gremlin.
Right there.
Might as well. Damn, dude. I don't know. I think I'm going with the Metro.
Yeah.
For the comedy aspect.
I think you get more ass in a Metro, to be honest. I think so. I think if a chick saw you pull up in a Metro or a Fiesta, she's gonna take the Metro Geo Metro guy. Oh, is that the three cylinder?
You got more gas mileage. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, is that the three cylinder? Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, but you got to push it to start it. That's it.
So hot.
Goes 50 downhill with a strong wind. It's good. Nope. Later, Fiesta.
Lime green, too. It's lime green.
Lime green. That hot lime green. Lastly, forget about air tags. A man in Utah was arrested after taping his cell phone underneath his ex's car so he could stalk her.
Damn.
Oh, funny enough, he was also the bleach guy. Look at that. Oh, go figure.
It's the bleach. The air tag. Yeah. It's So, but what is she being sketchy?
I don't know. It's his ex. The person being sketchy is the guy taping his phone underneath someone's car. That's right. Out of all the people sketchy in this, right there.
Bottom of my trunk.
And that's what he went with. He's like, oh, this will work perfectly. I don't think he's going to make it in spy school. All right, this is what you got to do. You're going to find a way to track this person. Tape my phone underneath the car.
Hey, if you're going to be all sketchy and psycho like that, just do it the old school way. Just follow her around in a van.
That's right. You know, get a trench
coat. Windowless van.
Trench coat, some binoculars. Do it like they had to back in the day, all right? Because you're not far off if you're taping your phone to the bottom of someone's car.
Right.
Yeah, just, you know what? Tell you what, just get in the back seat. Just get in the back seat, all right? It'll be fine.
Hide in the trunk.
Yeah, you and Bleach guy, you make a day of it. You make a day of it, okay?
Maybe that's who she's cheating on him with, is Bleach guy.
Oh, Bleach guy, that's it. Not going to end well for anybody in this scenario. All right, we got to thin the herd, man. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Thursday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian is Jerry Seinfeld.